Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When is a drug worth more than $145,000 a year? For some, if it can prolong their lives.
The new drug, Edaravone, is only one of two drugs approved to treat amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, commonly known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
ALS is a progressive neurological disorder that is fatal within 3 to 5 years after diagnosis. It affects the motor neurons, which are nerve cells that control the voluntary muscles we use to chew, walk, breathe, and talk.
In ALS, these motor neurons die and stop sending signals to the muscles. Eventually, these muscles waste away and people die from not being able to breathe. What makes ALS tragic is that the person is aware because they don't lose any of their higher brain function.
Until Edaravone was recently approved by the FDA, more than 20 years had passed without a significant new treatment for this disease. The federal agency had asked the drug's Japanese manufacturers to apply for approval in the U.S. when it saw the effectiveness of the drug in Japan.
In that trial, Edaravone significantly reduced the progression of ALS in patients. It's intravenously infused daily for 14 days, followed by 14 days of no medication. The cycle is repeated monthly.
Edaravone may be counteracting something called oxidative stress, which may be involved in the death of neurons in ALS. Oxidative stress is generated when cells metabolize, and if not eliminated, can damage and kill cells.
Even though studies show the drug didn't benefit people in the late stages of ALS, it worked best on those within 2 years of diagnosis.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.